Welcome back. In this lesson, we're building a heatwave style top loop in Ableton Lev 12 for jungle and old school D&B vibes. The goal is a loop that feels hot, urgent, chopped, and ready for a rewind, but still clean enough to sit on top of a heavy kick and sub without turning the mix into a mess. When I say top loop, I mean the upper drum layer. So think hats, rides, shakers, little break slices, tiny ghost hits, and short percussion accents. This is the part that gives the drop motion and bounce. The kick and sub are the engine. The top loop is the pressure and shimmer on top. First, open a fresh Ableton set and load a drum rack on a MIDI track. For this kind of beginner jungle loop, start simple. Grab one break sample or a few one-shots pulled from a break you like. You do not need a giant drum library for this. In fact, fewer sounds usually works better. A strong jungle top loop often comes from just a handful of well-placed hits. If you have a full break sample, right-click it and choose Slice to New MIDI Track. For beginners, transient slicing is great if you want to chop it surgically, but 1/8 or 1/16 slicing can be easier to manage. Once it's in the drum rack, listen through the slices and keep only the useful ones. Usually that means closed hat-style hits, a snare top crack, some ride shimmer, a few ghost notes, and maybe one or two little fill sounds. Try to keep it around 6 to 10 active slices. If you have way more than that, the groove can get cluttered fast. Now build a 2-bar MIDI clip. Start with a rhythm that leaves breathing room. Put hats on the offbeats, add a few 16th note ticks, maybe a snare top accent around beat 2 and 4, and then add a tiny fill at the end of bar 2. A good rule here is that most of the loop should repeat, and a smaller part should vary. So think around 60 to 70% steady groove, 30 to 40% motion or ghost notes. That balance keeps the loop alive without making it chaotic. One of the big secrets of jungle and old school D&B is swing. So open the groove pool and try a slightly swung 16th groove. Start with groove amount around 55 to 65% for a subtle feel, or push it to 70 to 80% if you want a more broken, looser vibe. Apply the groove mostly to hats, ghost notes, and little percussion accents. You can keep some hits tighter if they need to lock with the bass or kick. The groove should feel intentional, not random. Now let's clean the sound. Put a Q8 on the top loop. This is a big one. High-pass the loop somewhere around 180 to 300 Hz to clear out low-end rumble. Remember, this layer is not supposed to carry weight. The sub and kick handle that. If the break has a harsh edge, try a gentle cut in the 2.5 to 5 kHz area. If you want more air and sparkle, a small boost around 8 to 12 kHz can help. If the loop feels thin after the high pass, that's okay. That is exactly what a top loop is supposed to do. Next, add some character with drum bus or saturator. For drum bus, start with a little drive, maybe 5 to 15%, heap crunch low to moderate, and use a touch of transient snap if you want more bite. Boom should usually stay low or off for a top loop. If you use saturator instead, turn on soft clip, keep the drive modest, and aim for a gentle push rather than heavy distortion. The idea is not to smash the break. You want it to feel hot and upfront, like it's coming through a worn mixer channel, not turning into fizzy noise. After that, control the peaks with a compressor or glue compressor. Use a ratio around 2:1 to 4:1, a slightly slower attack, and a release that feels musical. Try to keep gain reduction small, around 1 to 3 dB. You want the loop to feel a bit more locked in, but not flat. If the hats lose all their bounce, back off the compression. Now for motion. Add auto filter to the top loop. This is one of the easiest ways to create tension and release. A high pass filter works well for that sucked in, rising kind of feel. You can automate the cutoff so it slowly opens over several bars, dips for tension, and then opens back up right on the drop. For example, let bars 1 to 4 gradually open. Let bar 5 hit full energy. Then pull a tiny dip or mute in bar 7 and bring it back with a fill in bar 8. That kind of movement makes the drop feel rewind-friendly without needing a huge stack of effects. If you want more sparkle, layer a second top element. This could be a thin shaker, a high-passed ride, a reversed hat, or a tiny metallic hit. Keep it quieter than the main loop. It should support the rhythm, not take over. In mixed terms, think of it as maybe 6 to 12 dB lower than the main layer. Also, keep an eye on stereo width. A little width can sound exciting, but too much can make the drop unstable. For anything important, keep it centered or only lightly widened. Now arrange it like a Reval D&B drop. You might start with a stripped version for the intro, then open it up in the build, bring in the full loop on the drop, and then add a small switch up around bar 5 or 6. By bar 8, give the listener something to anticipate, like a tiny fill or a short dropout. That variation point matters. If everything loops the same way forever, the energy disappears. In jungle and old school DNB, even a small change every 4 or 8 bars can make the whole thing feel much more alive. Let's talk cleanup. Check your headroom so nothing is clipping. Listen once in mono to make sure the loop still holds together. If the top end feels too sharp, pull back a little high shelf or reduce the saturation. If it disappears in the mix, add a touch more top air or transient snap. The goal is simple. The loop should still read clearly when the bass comes in hard. A few common mistakes to watch for. First, too many slices. More is not always better. A cluttered top loop can kill the groove. Second, too much low end. High pass it properly so the sub has space. Third, overcompressing. If you crush the bounce, the drop goes stiff. Fourth, no variation. Add a fill, mute a layer, or automate the filter. Fifth, too much saturation. A little grime is good. Too much turns into harsh fizz. And finally, stereo chaos. Keep checking mono so the loop stays solid in a club system. Here are a few extra pro tips. Think in layers, not just loops. One element can heap time, one can add sparkle, and one can add surprise. Leave a bit of air around the snare crack so it still punches through. Don't chase perfection, because old school DNB actually benefits from a slightly rough top end as long as it stays organized. If the groove feels flat, often the best fix is fewer notes, not more processing. Less can absolutely hit harder. If you want to push it further, try these variations. Put a tiny 1/16 burst at the end of every 2 or 4 bars for a bar and pickup fill. Make bar 1 more sparse and let bar 2 answer with a busier pattern. Rotate one ghost hit each pass so the loop evolves subtly. Reverse one slice into a downbeat for that pulled-in feel. And if you want the top loop to breathe more, vary the velocity so the main accents stay strong while the in-between hits breathe naturally. A great exercise is to build 3 versions from the same break. Make one clean roller version with minimal slices and light swing. Make one dusty jungle version with more ghost notes and a bit more grit. Then make a reload bait version with one obvious fill, one short mute, and one reverse or pickup sound. Place each one over the same bass line and compare which one feels best in a drop. That's a really good way to train your ear and figure out what kind of top loop serves the tune. So the big takeaway is this. A heatwave style top loop is the upper rhythmic layer that drives the energy of a jungle or old school DNB drop. Keep it simple, swung, clean, and a little gritty. Use slicing, eq, saturation, compression, and filter movement to shape it. Add variation every few bars so it feels alive and rewind ready. And most importantly, protect the low end and let the top loop do what it does best. Add heat, motion, and tension on top of the engine. All right, now load up a break. Chop it clean, and make that top loop dance.